From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Water use for U.S. agriculture decreased for most crops and livestock production between 1995 and 2010. Water use for irrigation in most crops decreased by 8.3%, while water use for livestock declined by 14%. That's according to Sandy DeLerba, regional economist at the University of Illinois and co-author of the study. DeLerba tells AgWeb.com a number of factors contributed to reduced water use in grains, fruits, and vegetables, including improved irrigation, domestic per capita income, and sales to the food processing industry. In an effort to guide development of federal climate policy, groups from the farm, food, forest, environmental, and governmental sectors have teamed up to offer recommendations intended to support positive change. Known as the Food and Agriculture Climate Alliance, the group released a set of more than 40 recommendations last week. They stress voluntary incentive-based programs to promote adaptation in rural communities. China and 14 other countries have signed the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, the world's largest free trade agreement. The deal, which does not include the U.S., covers trade and economic and technical cooperation and represents nearly 30% of the world's population. The National Pork Producers Council sees tremendous market opportunity in Southeast Asia, and among its top priorities is U.S. participation in the revamped Trans-Pacific Partnership. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.